Devach, everybody, it's Daf Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara earlier had two stiras. We had a stira from a sugya involved Matziah, right? That the Gemara, the Mishnah involved Matziah says that when it comes to Trumas Meiser Shel Demai, that it's one of the five Chaymishes. And our Mishnah says that Trumas Meiser does not, our Mishnah says there's no Chomesh. Doesn't say Trumas Meiser in the Mishnah. So that was one stira. And the Gemara had two terutzim for that. One terutz was Rav Imi. And he said, I'm sorry, the first one is Rav Ze'ira. Rav Ze'ira said the answer to that stira was that our Mishnah is talking about Meiser Sheni. And that Mishnah above Matziah is talking about Trumas Meiser. So there's a din of Chaimesh by Trumas Meiser. And there's no din of Chaimesh by Meiser Sheni, which is Demai, talking about Demai. Then the second answer, Rav Imi said nothing doing. It's all the same. This Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah. It says that there's no Klai Mishnah Demai. It includes both Meiser Sheni and Trumas Meiser Shel Demai. So Narvas, what's Nafkamina? So he said, Stalin Machlokes Tanoim, that one Mishnah is coming out like Rav Meir. So Mishnah Bav Metziah is more by Meir, who's Machmer by Drabonans. And our Mishnah is coming out like the Rabbanan, who are a little more Makel. So that's why there's no Chaimish across the board. So we have a Machlaikas. Is there Chaimish by Trumas Meiser Shel Demai or not? It's totally in these two Amorim. Rav Ze'era holds that there is. Rav Imi holds there is not. In other words, does our Mishnah include everything or not? Machlaikas, Rav Ze'era holds it does not. It does not include Trumas Meiser. Rav Imi holds it does include Trumas Meiser. That's Aleph. Then we had another Stira. We had a Stira from a Tosafta in Trumas, where it says that you do not have to be makriv truma from the Garon Leir and from the Midbar to the Yishuv, unless it was a makom shachay garasai. So it seems that you could leave your truma. Yeah, the way we understood it, Nahavimina, it means you could leave the truma lechera to be nifsad, even though it was merubah. And that Mishnah was talking about truma vadai. So there was double stira. The our Mishnah says Demai is and not Vadai, and our Mishnah says Davar Mu'at and not Davar Merubah. Double stira. That was the Gemara's kasha. We have two terutz, and now we're going to be discussing tonight. One terutz, what we started, was Rav Law, I believe. It's Rav Law, yeah. They asked, it was Rabboin Barchia asking Rav Law. So he asked the stira, and he said, "V'ena mitzvah l'hashiv aveda, isn't no mitzvah to be meshiv aveda?" So his teretz was like this, right? So it's going to help a couple a little bit here. So he holds that the brisa over there that says that you could leave it. That was only talking about where it will remain safe until the coin can collect it. But if it'll be lost, you talk have to ring it to the coin. So Amish is talking about by the roadside. So since it's by the roadside and it's going to be lost, so therefore we only allowed Mu'at and only Demai. Okay? So that's the distinction. According to Rav Law, the answer to the stira is our Mishnah only allows the Mai and Mu'at because our Mishnah is talking about where it's going to be Nifsad on the roadside. Whereas that Tosefta, that's talking about Vadai and it's talking about where it's not going to be Nifsad. That's his Teretz. Now the next Teretz is Rabbi Yossi. You'll see in a second why I'm recapping this. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Mitzvah hu l'hashav aveda v'davar Mu'at v'ena mitzvah l'hashav aveda v'davar Merubah. He has a different svara. He holds it stamazay. A person's not mechuyev when it comes to a davar merubah to have so much tircha. That's not my deal. That's not my obligation to go and to try to be matriach myself and start hiring out U-Hauls to bring the truma to the kohen. The kohen has to come to me. That's the hanukkah. So that's that Bryce is talking about where it's not going to be nifsat. But if it was a small amount, then you would be talking mechuyev to bring it into town.
This is their shita, their shows of either in general or just truma or
truma. Well, it's I think it's a general rule. Yeah, I think it's a general rule. Yeah, I think it's a general rule. The Gemara does not deal with the mitzvah of nesina to the Kohen. Now, for some reason, the Gemara and Yerushalmi doesn't seem to deal with that. I looked up the Gemara today in Chulin, Kuf Lamed Zayin. The other Gemara does seem to discuss the mitzvah of nesina. Ayin Shom, if you're interested in seeing how the two sugyas that could play out with each other. But here we're dealing only really with the mitzvah of Shomas Aveda. And if it was and that's talking about vaday of obedemai in a mitzvah hashem aveda the sninan ma'adin es miyutu v'drachim. So basically it's a small amount and it's demai and therefore they were makel because after all this hashavas aveda is only drabonon since there's no actual bialim to this truma. There's no real owner. That also plays a role. Okay? If you look at this.
Even though it's Mammon and Shevet?
Yeah, if you look, yeah, look at the second paragraph in number one. He says, Rav Law answers, in fact, the mitzvah of returning lost property does apply to Truma, albeit only rabbinically because it lacks a specific owner. Mm-hmm. So that's what he seems to say, that it's only Darabonim. So, yeah. Yeah, if the animals are if there's going to be wild animals dragging the truma away, it's an example of where it would be lost, right? But if without any case of loss, you can't let that happen. Okay, the Rambam has actual lashon. If you look at the Girsa on the bays on the previous page, if you look on the Shinui Girsos over there, ois hay. You'll see it says of a makam shachai ochloso behem ochloso he skinu shehe maybe benoitel scharei mikoyim nechil Hashem. They add the word chil Hashem. That it's a chil Hashem to allow animals to start destroying pairs of trumas meiser. Okay, so it's an interesting phraseology to use.
That would be baltashkes, no?
Yeah, the baltashkes you're not over because it wasn't you being mashkes. It's happening mamela to an animal. It's because if I'm not careful about food, and it's a grumma about tashas. I don't know if that's
about tashas.
Grumma is zikin is chayev. Yeah. Well, not always. Grumma is zikin is chayev b'dinei shamayim, not b'dinei yadum. Garmi is chayev b'dinei yadum. Okay. Yeah, okay.
When we learned in the Hashavas Aveda Ashlev Tishivim that there's not an obligation, I don't remember this, where that there's not an obligation when there's a Hefsek Merube.
It actually doesn't say that anywhere. In terms of pure halacha of Hashavas Aveda, if you're talking about a din Hashavas Aveda the Araisa, then you'd be mechuyev to do it. You do it under any circumstance as long as there's an understanding that you'll be reimbursed for your expenses.
Right. Right.
Yeah. But over here, because this is not a deraisa Hashavas Aveda. There's nobody that actually owns it. Therefore, it's a Hashavas Aveda on a drabbanan level, and they were makel to say that if it's a tircha meruba, you don't have to bother with it. It could mean it goes into the getter of Zokilin Lefi Choydai. Perhaps it works with that sort of a getter. I haven't worked out all the gedorim. You know, which category of Hashavas Aveda this falls into. Okay. Next. Zok de Gemara Vayter. Rab Nechumi Breid Rab Chia Bar Bo Omar. I'm sorry. Ad Kedoyin B'Shein Yorei Mois. Till thus far we were talking about where you don't have any money. Hayy B'Yorei Mois. What about if you have money? Meaning that you have, you're driving along on the street and there on the side of the road you see Meiser Sheni sitting there. So if you have money, you could be paid of that Meiser Sheni, and then the Kedushas Meiser would come off onto the Mos, and you could go continue on. It's not a big tercha for you, you know what I'm saying? So do we allow him to leave it on the side of the road even then? That's the Gemara's question. After all, that's not a big tercha, and you could take care of it fairly easily. So the Gemara says, he brings a Meiser, doesn't answer with a riot from a Mishnah or a Pasuk or anything like that. The Gemara brings a raya from a maisa, which is problematic. Usually a maisa is not the greatest raya to an answer. But the Gemara does it here. Rab Nechumi Breid, Rab Chia Bar Bo Amar, Abba Hoylam Mois Badiskaya, that my father had money in his pouch, in his money pocket, right? Filo Hoya Mechalo. He had this case where he had maisa shenny on the side of the road, and he didn't do anything. He just let it rot. So you see, it's mutter. Okay. That's the end of it.
He says that it's the reshus, the person, not on the side of the road, that he had the ma'aser sheni. That's how he says.
It says here in the English that he found on the roadside.
It said, "Vayav reshuto ma'at ma'aser sheni shel dmai v'afal pichem lo yim chalulo."
Does he quote a source for that?
It's a totally different explanation.
The Maran Fulg says, "Abba Hayolamos Bediski Beteva," which means
He says you're pshat. You're right. He had it in a box. That's correct. I don't know why the English decided this is happening on the side of the road.
That's what he says.
You could mechalal somebody else's ma'aser sheni. You have the ability to take your money and to.
That's another good question.
That's why I don't understand.
You're right. What's the sense? You're absolutely right. I didn't even think of that. How's that even going to work? And the Pnei Moshe says also the first one, wide line toward the bottom. He says Afal Pishoy Lemois Basak Shalom. No, actually, he says.
No, he left it.
He nichol the ibud bedrachim.
It's his, and he left it there. The
Kohen
will come and get it. If not, it'll be lost. But it's his.
Yeah, you're right. I said the wrong words. I said he saw it on the side of the road. It's not. He had camped out for, let's say, so he knew it was his. Whatever the case was,
but he knows.
But it's his. Yeah, you're absolutely right. We're talking about where it was his. So actually, there's no nafkamina here. You're able to be ma'abed a little bit. I don't understand why you'd be ma'abed a little bit if it's readily available to you. That seems a little bit strange to me. But okay, let's go a little further. So now the Gemara is going to make a complex connection over here. So this is why I started telling you, we started off trying to remind ourselves of the names of the two steers that we had before. Should I go over it again? No. Let's go on. Asher Rav Chiya Bar Va. So this previous Rav Chiya Bar Va that we were just talking about, that his father had what? Ma'aser Sheni. So he comes out like Rav Ze'era. Remember, I mentioned to you Rav Ze'era before in terms of the Stiris, that we said that the Mishnah was talking about Ma'aser Sheni. And the Bava Metzia Chaimesh, where they added a Chaimesh, was talking about Trumas Meiser. So now
both of Dmai,
yeah. So again, Reb Chiya is talking about Meiser Sheni. So they're matching him to Reb Ze'ira. That doesn't mean he can't come out like the other Shita. The other Shita also held the Meiser Sheni would have the same din. So don't make that mistake. But the Gemara merely seems to say that he certainly comes out like Reb Ze'ira. Rab Law, who held that there was a stira between the Tosefta, where it says by Trumas Meiser you could, or by Truma itself, that you could leave a lot of it behind, and he held that was a stira to our Mishnah. He must come out like Rab Imi, who holds that Mishnah is talking about both Trumas Meiser and Meiser Sheni, as well of the Mai. So. That shows you the matching of the names. That's the only reason why I went over it. To understand this line of Gemara, that's the only way you're going to know what it's talking about. Okay. Today will be on Amri. So now the question here is what your question you mentioned before. What's a small amount? Now we're going to see over here. We're going to go through different definitions over here. Pachas me'eichel mutar la'aved. If it's less than what's considered food. So b'paros... That's a piece of a loaf, okay? That's a piece of a loaf. Poros, like it says in Marafol, the bottom line, b'chaticha shenechtach mikikar gadol, right? A piece
of a loaf. The size of a be'ah.
Now, whether that's a share of a be'ah or not, let's see in a second.
Meaning less than a be'ah. You say
right, up to, not including. That's correct. Up to, not including. Avol b'sholim, but if it's a whole, we're now 6b, If it's a whole loaf, I could grigris, then it's up to a dried fig. These are, of course, our popular shiurim for hutzah by Shabbos, for instance, is a grigris, is a shiur, and of course, an egg is. So a dried fig is less than an egg. So the fact that it's whole gives it chashivas. Remember, this is what our Rabbeim always taught us in yeshiva, that shlemus is always more important than godless. Remember that? Okay.
Because if you eat a whole ant,
Correct. If it's a whole one, then up till Gregorius, that I think that he agrees with the, that is pretty much the same. But Porus, if it's talking about a piece, then I feel a common mutter, even no matter how much is, even larger than the size of an egg is mutter. So the Gemara is very surprised about this, that Rabbi Yochanan should quote somebody telling me that I could be ma'abed any amount if it's not a whole. Ma'pligan, they disagree. Is it possible for him to hold even a piece larger than the size of an egg? You're allowed to be ma'abed. It's not shayach. So now the Gemara changes what Rabbi Yochanan actually says. He's going to give a new statement of what Rabbi Yochanan actually said. But da'pligan, this is the extent in which they disagree. So let's start again. That remains the same. Less than an egg's volume, that's if it's a broken piece. If it's a whole piece, then I could gregress. That remained the same. But now Rabbi Yochanan, that's changing it. Rabbi Yochanan is saying, he holds, he's more machmir, only up until I could gregress, regardless of whether it's sholim or not. Rabbi Yochanan holds like me, we don't care about shlemus, we just care about size. Now, the Gemara goes to a halachic inquiry, which is one-liner, and we don't answer the question. It's this little short paragraph. Rav Hayshi Abai, he asked the following question. Ma'u lahafresh kol shehu ula abed. What is the din where you have a kol shehu in front of you, and you have you fully intend to be ma'abed it? You intend from the get-go to not hold on to this. Could I do that? Now, it's the cases we talked about before. He had it in the box, or he had it and it was on the side of the road. Okay, that we understand because that wasn't his das mitchila from the beginning. But over here, with this, is his whole intent. Is that allowed?
Okay. He said the Rambam post said that.
He goes lachumra, right? The Rambam post says lachumra. That's correct. Okay, the Gemara then says that you give it to an Amar Aretz and he eats kenegdo. That you give demai to an Amar Aretz. That's only true by demai. The Gemara says explicitly, but demai, this heter, is only if you give an Amar Aretz suffik, right? And remember, we said the reason when we learned the Mishnah, we said it's a sveik sveika. It's a suffik whether this really is meiser or needs meiser or not. And in Tim Slimer, it needs meiser. It's also a suffik whether the Amar Aretz is going to be matame it. So therefore, when we Tom sveik sveika, we were matter to give it to him. That's the Gemara says, but my it's mutter. Habavade, but if it definitely is tevel, lo, of course you can't give it to an Amar Aretz. She'ein meisren, vadai, l'Amar Aretz. You don't give an Amar Aretz vadai because we're afraid he's going to be metame it. Right? Okay. Let's go right to where I'll tell Lacha Gimel. Halokeach, Lezera. Then we're talking about different things, which if you don't buy it for the purpose of food, If you buy demai for a different purpose other than food, other than consumption, we're going to see some examples. So the calculus are the behemoth. You buy it for planting. You buy it for an animal. Kamaklo, I recently buy flour to work out some hides. Shemal lanair, you get oil for lighting a lamp. Shemal losuch b'esakelim, or oil to grease utensils. You know about that when you buy a frying pan, supposed to prime it with oil the first time you use it. You're familiar with that? Those of you who have never bought a frying pan before, that's what you're supposed to do. Okay.
Like a baseball glove.
That's right. Exactly. The Havdil. I don't know why the baseball glove's not in the Mishnah. Yeah, if you bought the Mai to oil a baseball glove. So Pratim and Admai, you don't have to take Maestras. The Rabbanan never were machmer made this Chumra in these cases. And then this is a statement which we went through already.
If it wasn't demai, would you have to be
ma'aser on that? No. Let's talk about that for a second. That's a very important point you're raising, and I should have said it myself. But just to show you inside the so where it uses here, in footnote 14, at the very bottom, all the uses listed in the Mishnah are prohibited in the case of definite tevel. They're prohibited, which may not be sown. You cannot sow tevel vadai. It's forbidden for all benefit that results in its destruction, such as feeding an animal, lighting a lamp. All this is also. One who wishes to make use of tevel must separate its tithes. Okay? So tevel, you can't do all the things that we're mentioning in the Mishnah, so it's not negeya. Okay?
Everything needs miser.
Everything needs to have mice, trumas and mice, just taken off of it first.
Whether or not you're eating it.
Well, regardless what you think you're going to do with it. Right. Then the remainder, then you're really dealing with a shayla of maltashkes, by the way. Something that's, I heard the Magen Avraham says, that something that's roi la'achilas odom, you're not allowed to feed your animal, because it's called maltashkes. And from that, I mean, we live in a Goyish Welt where we're so influenced. But those of you who have dogs, you might think.
Not me.
Those of you who have dogs might think that you're gonna make a couple of pieces of chicken for dinner, and you'll make one for
Fido.
For what? Fido. That's actually Baltashkas.
Pluto.
For Pluto, whatever his name is, that's Baltashkas. I'm gonna bump this because it's Roy Lachilas Odom. You have to only feed the animal. Dog food, nothing else.
If it's a leftover, you're not.
Well, maybe leftovers. Yeah, you can. We can look in a hetter for food.
Like my auntie used to say, "Eat it or throw it
away." Right. So the shayla that they ask is just a little bit of a side point, but sidebar. But the shayla that Magen Avraham actually asked this question. So how does it say that you're allowed to feed on Shabbos Shira to throw out wheat for the birds to eat? If it's roi lachilas adam, you're not allowed to do that. He actually asked it as a shayla. So
what you do is you throw out the challah that's, crumbs on the table.
Right, right. Yeah, so that's
those,
one way.
Those
that's,
days, they ate everything.
That's one way. Okay. Next, mikaziv halon from kaziv, which we mentioned already earlier in an earlier daf, but we'll just say it very quickly, that there was two halakim, two kvishas rather, there was kvishas, kdusha rishayna, kdusha shniyah. Kedusha Rishon was considered other Mitzrayim. Kedusha Shnei was Ali Bavel. Ali Bavel was less of an area than Ali Mitzrayim. And the northernmost part of the Ali Bavel was Kaziv. So let's just learn it that way.
Where is it in today?
Today, it's like north of Ak on the left side. It's a Machlokes, but let's just assume it's like on the left side, west side of Eretz Yisrael by north of Ak.
North
of Akko, on the left side, right? Now, those who say this is referring to a strip of land which goes along the Mediterranean Sea through the length of Eretz Yisrael, which they were never were Makadesh. There's different shitas, but the simple meaning of this is it's the northernmost point in Eretz Yisrael.
Is that okay. The same place where the Maisa with Yehuda happened?
It says
I don't know. That's a good question. Here it says Giziv with a gimel. I don't know.
In parentheses, he writes
Kaziv, yeah. It could be. So those are parts of an admai. In other words, even though there are certain parts, certain kiyuvim on aratzes, even if they're not kedusha, but aratzes which are smuchas l'Eretz Yisrael have certain kiyuvim drabonon. You have to take ma'aseh drabonon in these places. Like Bavel and Surya, different places which they were Masakin, didn't draw up on it, but when it comes to Demai, they were Mekel. Now we're going to start Dav Zion. Just one second while I.